Today, we're setting aside the usual sources. Forget the history books, the official reports.
Right, we're looking at something much more personal.
Exactly. We are looking at maybe the greatest kind of historical source, a completely unexpected time capsule.
Mm-hmm.
We're diving into a cardboard box found deep in the Girdwood Valley of Alaska.
And it's a total goldmine of, you know, late 90s subculture, specifically 1997, 1998.
Okay.
This box, it belonged to a person named Mochi. And it just opens this incredible window into this specific Alaska ski town. It kind of bridges the gap between lo-fi media and this intensely philosophical rock band.
So let's talk about the sources. What are we actually working with here?
We have two main artifacts that Mochi saved.
Okay.
First, there's some biographical notes. They detail Mochi's life and this brief but really vibrant stint running a pirate radio station. 88.5 Glacier City Radio.
A pirate radio station?
Yeah, broadcasting out of an improvised turret on a house in Girdwood.
Wow. Okay, that detail alone paints an amazing picture.
It really does. And that was just for a few months, September to December 1997. And the second thing, which is really the heart of our deep dive,
mm-hmm.
is a raw, live concert recording of a band called the Photon Band.
The Photon Band.
Mochi captured this one performance at a place called Max's Bar, also in Girdwood, September of 97. And the notes say Mochi was a huge fan, not just recording, but, you know, right up front dancing.
So our mission today is to take this one time capsule and just pull out the flavor, the insight, the, well, the bizarre cosmic manifesto hidden in this Alaskan artifact.
That's it. Exactly.
Okay, let's unpack this, starting with the band themselves.
Yeah. I mean, if you just look at the photo Mochi kept, you get a certain picture.
What do they look like?
It's five guys, long hair, sunglasses, knit hats. It's a very specific mid-90s, high-altitude Americana rock vibe.
I can picture it.
But their sound, or their identity, was way stranger. Mm. They had this tagline for themselves.
Oh, yeah.
As they said, "We are the electron belt extension of the photon cosmic funadelic system."
Wow. Okay, that's a mouthful. That suggests something much bigger than just playing music in a bar, right?
No, absolutely. It's cosmic. It's a little bit, you know, early internet age, psychedelic, but it's also about movement, energy transfer. Like, they're just a connection point for something bigger.
And this recording from Max's Bar, it's not just some random bootleg.
Not at all. And this is what makes it so important. During the show, they actually tell the crowd, this is our last show for a little while.
So this is a farewell.
It's a stated conclusion, a farewell manifesto. We're hearing the last broadcast from the cosmic phenodelic system before it, I don't know, went offline or just moved its electron belt somewhere else.
Which means we have to treat the lyrics as, like, their mission statement.
Exactly. And that statement, it starts somewhere surprisingly grounded.
Mm-hmm.
The very first song Mochi recorded is called On the Bus. The whole thing is about traveling. First a yellow bus, then a green and blue one.
And there's this shared moment, right? A conversation.
A profound one. The narrator shares marijuana with this sort of dream figure whose identity keeps shifting.
Shifting how?
First, it's a man from the Columbia War. Then it morphs into a woman from Love Inside of War. And this whole exchange is what seems to produce their core advice for the listener.
Right. The key nugget of insight.
Yeah. And it's this. You got to fly high like an eagle. You got to ride the night away. You got to give what you got to give. You got to take what you got to take. But don't go wasting your life away.
It's a pretty concise formula, isn't it? Like, live with maximum freedom, but balance it with maximum responsibility.
Mm.
But I keep wondering, is that advice a little too easy? I mean, does the band really earn the right to give us this, you know, fly like an eagle philosophy?
Yeah, their very next song.
Exactly. Their very next track just slams you right back down to earth,
yeah.
Straight into economic desperation. They go right into a song called City Sidewalks.
And that's what's fascinating here,
yeah.
Is that rapid switch. This isn't just simple escapism they're selling.
Mm.
They're anchoring all these deep thoughts in the real struggle of, you know, the nomad, the worker who has to make ends meet before they can even think about photon belts.
It's the reality check. That wandering freedom they talk about just smacks right into the cost of living.
And that refrain just drills it home. Living on the city sidewalks of main streets.
Followed by that crushing line about money. Everybody got a nickel. Nobody got a dime. It's hard times for you and me.
Yeah, that detail. Nickels but no dimes.
Mm-hmm.
It feels so specific. It's about cash flow. That kind of on the margins hardship.
So then you have Mochi, our pirate radio DJ,
mm-hmm.
broadcasting this song about deep poverty from a turret on a house in Girdwood, which, as you said, is a pretty affluent ski town.
It's that juxtaposition. The band is trying to bridge that exact gap. The desire for cosmic freedom versus the immediate, you know, need to pay rent.
So the cosmic funadelic system isn't a way to avoid the struggle.
No, I think it's a framework to validate it. It elevates the life of the drifter, the person on the sidewalks, and says you are part of this high-energy electron belt.
Your struggle is part of the sublime journey.
Exactly. Which leads right into the next theme. Labor, responsibility, and, well, consequences.
Starting with the song Walking Boss.
Right. It's this powerful assertion of identity. It's not about ownership. It's about the crew.
The narrator says, I don't belong to you, meaning the boss, but I belong to that steel driving crew.
Classic labor pride, an identity forged through hard work. And they list their skills, you know, with such specificity.
What do they list?
They say, I can ball that jack.
Yeah.
Drive a train. I can hick and shovel, too.
Okay. Balling the jack, for anyone who doesn't know, that's old slang for working really fast and hard, right? From the railroads.
Probably, yeah. And hick and shovel is just what it sounds like, brutal manual labor. It's about having pride in your own grit.
That grounds their cosmic vision in real physical effort. But then the narrative takes a turn. It gets much darker.
It really does. The script moves from the pride of the crew to the devastating consequences of recklessness.
The gambling man.
The gambling man, who sank so low there was nothing no one could do. He's asleep out in the hall, and then you get this one detail that's just a gut punch.
What's that?
That he has five children living in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
That specificity, the five kids, it just anchors the weight of his failure.
And that image of failure sets up the next song perfectly, doesn't it? It's this classic outlaw story.
Mm-hmm. A cover or a tribute. The narrator ran out from Reno and was trailed by 20. Suddenly, the stakes are incredibly high.
Mm.
Freedom is directly tied to being a fugitive.
Which leads him to make a deal.
With the devil, of course, who, in this kind of wonderfully low stakes moment, only loans him 20 bills.
Just 20 bucks.
And he spends the night in Utah in a cave. The wandering life has become a literal fight for survival.
So let's pause on that. The whole fly high like an eagle philosophy, it's led these characters through poverty, failure, and now like serious moral consequences.
Absolutely. The narrator says he has two reasons why I cry each lonely night.
That's the heavy cost of that wandering life, isn't it? It completely reframes that initial advice.
It does. The first reason he cries is for sweet, his heart's delight. The second is prison, because the sheriff's on my trail.
And the fallout just keeps spreading.
It doesn't stop. He has two wives, one in Chino, one in Cherokee, and a child that don't look like me.
That is a life that's been lived maybe a little too freely. It really connects back to that core warning.
Don't go wasting your life away.
Right. A wasted life isn't just one without freedom. It's one that causes pain for other people.
The band is demanding that you think critically. They show you the adventure, but they also show you the bill for the moral debt.
It's so interesting that after they list all this, you know, concrete hardship and moral fallout, the band just shifts gears completely.
Mm-hmm.
They move from the physical highway of Reno and Utah to this purely spiritual, metaphorical search. This is where the cosmic part of their system really takes over.
We get the Misty Mountain track. The narrator comes down from this high place and is immediately lost on the human highway.
All the suffering from the earlier songs has left a scar.
A deep one. And now he's looking for a spiritual cleansing. He wants a refreshing fountain to take my eyes from what they've seen.
It's a plea for redemption. And he asks this beautiful, simple question. Why do people get so unkind?
And you get that detail again. The narrator's name is on the line. This isn't just a casual search. It's existential. His whole self is being weighed in the balance.
And this search for redemption, it seems to culminate in the song about the gold.
Right. The seeker is looking for these huge high concept rewards, bliss, wealth, gold, and a pure captured soul.
The stakes are a lot higher than 20 bucks from the devil now.
Oh, yeah. And the scene itself is like a revelation. He's walking in an old town and finds something glimmering, something shimmered, something calling his name to him.
And it's not literal gold, is it? It's a fade of gold burning so brightly that it lit up the sky.
Mm-hmm.
So what is that? Is that spiritual enlightenment? Or is it just the ultimate escape fantasy for this guy who's been running his whole life?
The band keeps it ambiguous, but they connect it to something huge. The narrator links finding this gold with packing up and leaving on the 4th of July.
Independence Day.
They tie the personal search for an unburdened soul to the massive ideal of national liberation. It's a bold move.
Which brings us right to the band's departure, to what successful freedom actually looks like.
And the song about Lily in the Valley of Secrets.
Right. Lily was full of beauty and grace, but 10 years later, she's described as being too free for words.
There it is again. Freedom as a dangerous state if it's not balanced.
And the location of this valley.
It's key to their ambition. The Great Dream Valley is lost between Elysium and Lie.
So Elysium, the Greek paradise for heroes. But what's Lie?
It seems to be a made-up word. It's intentionally vague. It suggests a mythological nowhere. They're saying this perfect, uncorrupted freedom exists completely outside of our known geography.
And the narrator's final plea is just so moving. All I ever wanted you to be is free.
But it's a plea made with the full knowledge of what happened to the gambler and the fugitive. Freedom is the goal, but it has to be earned responsibly.
Then, just before the end, there's the synthesis of the need to move.
Yeah, that desire to make a move to a town that's right for me, that keep me moving, keep me grooving with some energy. And there's that little hint, that mention of moving to P.
Little clue to their next destination, the next phase. And then they deliver the final invitation.
The cosmic party. It's the synthesis of everything. The economic, moral, spiritual. They invite everyone. Welcome to the party. Come and join the party.
The goal is a song that never stands. It never ends. Perpetual motion.
And the effect is immediate. You can imagine Mochi down front, feeling that chill in my spine, my soul can't control.
The band's final resolve is their ultimate mission statement. We're going to sing it loud and bring that cosmic down tonight. They're literally trying to merge the philosophy with the reality of Max's bar.
So what does this all mean?
What Mochi captured is this incredibly cohesive journey. It moves from the gritty reality of hard times for you and me all the way to the transcendent search for that fade of gold.
And since we know this was their last show for a little while, you have to wonder about Mochi's connection to it all. You know, Mochi, the pirate DJ, broadcasting these songs from a turret in Alaska, was Mochi also looking for that cosmic gold? Or just wrestling with the reality of the city sidewalks?
The music captures that dual reality of 1997 Alaska perfectly. The grind versus the promise of bringing that cosmic down tonight.
So if the band was the electron belt extension, their moving on suggests they completed their energy transfer in Girdwood.
So what do they hope the cosmic phenodelic system would achieve by moving on? And I guess for you, the listener, the bigger question is, what is your personal Valley of Secrets?
We are the electron belt, extension of the photon cosmic funkadelic system. The song we're going to do is On the Bus.
Gotta give what you gotta give. You gotta take what you gotta take, but don't go wasting your life away.
Called City Sidewalks. Bye.
living on the city sidewalks, living on the city sidewalks, Main Street. Everybody got a nickel, nobody got a dime, it's hard times. You can't see. Everybody got a nickel, nobody got a dime, it's hard times for you and me.
Coming. So this is the whole Photon band.
This is our last show for a little while, so we got a good one for you.
Belong to you.
my bones for a job, for a job. And he said, son, what can you do? I can ball that jack, drive a train, drive a train. I can pick and shovel too. Walking boss, walking boss, walking boss. I don't belong to you.
Thank you. but with one cannonball, he's just no hobo asleep out in the hall. He used to be a gambling man, just like you, till he sank so low there was nothing, no one could do. He used to be a gambling man, just like you, till he sank so low there was nothing, no one could do.
Till the morning came around, I said I'm running, but I take my time. A friend of the devil is a friend of mine. I get home before daylight, I just might get some sleep tonight. Ran into the devil, baby, and loaned me 20 bills. I spent the night in Utah in a cave up in the hills. I said I was running, but I take my time. A friend of the devil is a friend of mine. I get home before daylight, I just might get some sleep tonight. Ran down to the levee, but the devil caught me there. He took my $20 bill and he vanished in the air. I said I was running, but I take my time. A friend of the devil is a friend of mine. I get home before daylight, I just might get some sleep tonight. I got two reasons why I cry away each lonely night. The first one's named Sweet Anne Marie, and she's my heart's delight. Second one is prison, babe, and the sheriff's on my trail. If he catches up with me, I'll spend my life in jail. Chino, babe, and a one in Cherokee. The first one says she got my child, but it don't look like me. I said I'm running, but I take my time. A friend of the devil is a friend of mine. I get home before daylight, I just might get some sleep tonight.
got two reasons why I cry away each lonely night. The first one's named Sweet Anne Marie, and she's my heart's delight. Second one is Prison Babe, and the sheriff's on my trail. If he gets yourself with me, I'll spend my life in jail. Got a wife in Chino, babe, and a one in Cherokee. The first one says she got my child, but it don't look like me. I set out the running, but I take my time. A friend of the devil is a friend of mine. I get home before daylight, I just might get some sleep tonight. I come down from the misty mountain. I got lost on the human highway. Take my hand, refreshing fountain. Take my eyes from what they've seen. Take my head and change my mind. How could people get so unkind? I come down from the crooked mansion. I went looking for the DJ's daughter. Since that day I heard it mentioned that my name is on the line. Now my name is on the line. How could people get so unkind?
Thank you.
Thanks. Go get a drink from Jerry and tip him.
Yeah, Hawaii!
Yeah.
do? Won't you dig me do? Won't you dig me do? Won't you dig me do?
Wow. that sing of beauty and grace like a breeze in the spring. Let your footsteps follow the wind on its wing, but no one can hold what its flight doesn't bring. She had a vision and the hills were her bridge. What you can find in the middle, they lie on the edge.
Wow. on the We're gonna sing it loud and bring that music down to life. Take a step back. Thank you.
Sing it loud and bring that cosmic down tonight.